WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House is set to announce what it says will be tough new sanctions against Russia 2 years after the invasion of Ukraine and a week after the death of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Former President Trump's legal team filing a last-minute appeal with a Florida judge trying to get the classified documents case against him thrown out. For the first time in half a century, the U.S. is back on the moon.
The mission has not been without some complications. A problem with a laser navigation system necessitated an extra lap around the moon before the Intuitive Machines lander touched down. Finally, Mission Director Tim Crane confirmed,
"Our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting."
The first images from the surface should make it back to Earth later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Classes at the University of Georgia are canceled today after a nursing student was found dead on campus. She went missing after a morning jog. Her body was found near an athletic field. No one right now is in custody. This is ABC News. More medical facilities in Alabama are now pausing IVF procedures in the wake of the state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are babies.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Day two of the first trial after the deadly Rust movie set shooting in New Mexico.
During opening statements Thursday, prosecutor Jason Lewis said his witnesses will prove armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed's actions led to Hutchins' death.
You will hear testimony that she routinely left guns and ammunition lying around the set unattended.
Gutierrez Reed's attorney Jason Bowles argued that his client is a scapegoat because she's an easy target.
She's the least powerful person on that set.
He says producers, including Alec Baldwin, bear way more responsibility than Gutierrez Reed.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. And a high-priced car heist in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Thieves drove one car through a wall at a Jaguar dealership, then made off with nine more. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Gary Sanchez joins the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Yankee Gary Sanchez has arrived nearly 3 weeks after it was first reported he'd been signed by the Brewers. It turns out he injured his right wrist during off-season workouts, something detected during his physical. Sanchez spoke through an interpreter.
No, yeah, it was a process that was, you know, more or less long, but, you know, had a little something in the hand. But here now, and with plenty of time, get to know the players, get to know the coaches, and happy to be here.
Sanchez says he should be ready to play catcher and DH in a couple of weeks. NBA, Bucks against the Timberwolves tonight in Minneapolis. No Chris Middleton, still out with an ankle injury. NFL, the Packers introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. I asked Matt LaFleur what he wants to see from the defense after dismissing Joe Barry.
I want us to be fast and physical and attack the ball and be able to go out there and generate takeaways.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries or scattered snow showers this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the afternoon. It's going to be a lot colder today, too, with a high of 32. The wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny 35. 47 Sunday. We're back into the 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! It is Friday. It is 34 degrees in Oshkosh. 33 in Apton, 33 in Green Bay already. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
But,
well, kind of beautiful weekend.
No,
it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a cold weekend, but it's going to be a nice day today.
We have nothing to complain about.
Okay. It's banana bread day. I love banana bread. How can you not love banana bread,
Jim? Didn't they use the old bananas for that?
It doesn't matter, Jim.
Are you a banana snob? Is that what you're saying?
It seems like it, right?
I just remember... Yeah, I don't know. Banana bread? No.
Really?
I mean, I could live on it.
Banana bread.
Oh, my God. No.
I could live on it.
And they put walnuts in there, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could live on it.
No.
Hot banana bread, you pull it out, and you got the butter that melts. Yeah. Todd, back me up on this.
Come on. There's nothing better,
there's
right?
Nothing better.
Oh, come on.
There's nothing better than warm banana bread.
You know what I learned when we talk about food and things that we like?
Yeah.
Music, movies. John and I are in one camp.
Yes.
And then there's Jim, who just never had saltines and peanut butter. You know?
Yes. Thank you.
I have.
It's the Todd and John show.
It's all right. I'm going to have the Mayor and Kyle show pretty soon.
Well,
too.
That's just fine.
That, so.
It's also Tootsie Roll Day. Yeah. Never been a Tootsie Roll fan.
Oh, I like those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Tennis Day?
Yeah. Day to celebrate tennis.
You a tennis player?
No.
You a tennis player, Todd?
No.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I am a tennis player.
You and your little white shorts out there. I can't see it.
I am a tennis player. By God,
okay,
I'm a tennis player.
How long have we been on since June 26th?
Yeah.
This is the first time. And you
have
a high opinion of yourself. And you talk about, I did this in football. I won this award in Nagani. I was actor of the year. I was spelling bee champion. This is the first time you've mentioned tennis.
I've never said I was spelling bee champion.
Okay. Well,
I'm a terrible speller.
Okay. You played tennis? Did you play in high school?
No.
Oh, you just would go out with your friend and on the street. Okay, well that's not.
I still do. Julie and I play tennis.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I did. I'm
with an artificial hip.
That is true.
So can you imagine what I was like before the artificial hip?
Just Jimmy Connors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Martina Navratilova, depending on how you look at it. I don't know.
What kind of hip you got?
Wow. Yes, I am a tennis player.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. All right. I would say, look.
I played that court in Manitowoc. There's
right,
like
that Ritter Owen.
It's like a, I don't know what the name of it is, but there's like a clubhouse there where people have a clubhouse. It's a real nice park.
Their pool?
No.
Outdoor?
No.
Okay. I was thinking of the one on.
No. 18. Not like a country club, Jim.
No. Yeah. It's okay.
But yeah, I'm a tennis player.
That's all right. We've made that clear. All right. Let's move on.
All right. You know what you know, it's so funny? Says, okay, so what's the first thing I had here this morning? I mean, for my little soda thing, my blackjack gum.
Yes.
Doesn't that bring back, I don't know where I found it,
But I love Blackjack and Beecher. Is it Beechnut? Beechnut gum.
Yeah.
Because it brings back so many memories. It just brings you in a time warp back to my dad coming home from bowling. And he'd always buy a pack of Beechnut or Blackjack gum. And when I found that the other day, oh, it doesn't have the flavor doesn't last very long anymore. Mm. But it is still, it brings back such memories when you have Blackjack gum.
It's incredible what smells.
Yes. What
that brings back to a time. Yes. And when you walked in this morning smelling like Blackjack gum, I said that to you. I said, that reminds me of my dad.
Yes.
He always had that black licorice in the car.
Yes.
He liked that stuff.
Me too.
So I haven't had that in 30 years.
But I offered you a piece.
You did.
Have it.
No.
Why don't you have one piece?
Because I don't really like the smell of it. I don't know. I just don't
think
I like
the smell of black licorice.
I think it's pretty easy not to like that. I like red licorice, but not. No.
Okay. Right. So anyway, we got a lot going on today. Today is a commemorative day.
It is.
One of the most, how do I put this?
Iconic.
Photos? Iconic days. Perfect. Iconic's a good word. One of the most iconic days in military history in the United States.
Associated Press took that picture. Did you
yes,
know that?
Yes, Rosenthal.
Yeah.
And he took a lot of heat for it because people thought he had it staged.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not. So today was the day of the flag raising on the Battle of Iwo Jima. A lot of people think that signified the end of the battle, and it wasn't at all. It went on for a long time after that. That was just one small part. But we've got a young lady coming in whose grandpa was there to talk about, and he's talked to her about it a bunch. And I've also got some excerpts from an interview I did that was in one of my books. I think it's The Pacific. One of the guys will read some of the things that he said about that day. But Iwo Jima was just, it was a bloodbath. It was terrible. It was horrible. It was one of the toughest battles we've ever fought in American history. And we lost so many troops there. It's incredible. One of the guys, an interesting story, interviewed, and I'll read the little excerpt here. One of the guys was from Escanaba, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the forefront of what would now be Navy SEALs.
Wow.
Okay, he was a scuba, these come frogmen,
mm-hmm.
all right? And I'll even read a little thing then. His job was to go on ahead and try to get rid of some of the defenses and the booby traps and things like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is, so that they'd blend in, is they didn't wear regular dungarees. They had to, like, go in the little rubber rafts and then go through the surf and everything. They took long underwear and they dyed them dark blue. And that's what they had
really?
For their uniforms for when they went on there. And he said, and I'll read the thing here. He says,
wow.
He said, you would be amazed. Here comes these Marines storming the beach and they're looking down. Here's these guys laying there in long underwear, blue long underwear. Like, who in the hell are you guys?
Right.
Yeah. But I've had several friends, Bernie Neville from Green Bay, and Bob Young is one of the gentlemen from Green Bay here that we're going to be, I'm going to read some of his excerpts. But Beth Parker is coming in just a little bit. She's going to talk about what her grandpa told her about being on Iwo Jima. But what an iconic day it is.
Right. 1945, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
in military
wow.
history. Yes. So Beth Parker will be here in a little bit, and really looking forward to that.
Cool. And then?
Yeah. And then Todd.
What?
Found something that you and I might put into play.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I got here early today.
No, I haven't heard
this.
Yeah, you did. We just talked about it. The buildings? The barrel buildings?
Oh, yeah. That's my story. I'm the one who brought that. You didn't bring that. You're taking credit for something. In our development in New Ghana.
Yes. Todd brought that in, didn't you, Todd?
No, he brought the barrels in. I was talking about the silos.
Oh, the silos. Okay.
Silos. The silos aren't going to work. The barrels, because, no, the silos aren't going to work because we're going to have too much snow and ice on there. The barrels, it's just going to come off.
That's a good point.
It is. It's either going to be. So we're building this. We're going to buy this development up in New
Ghana.
What's
that, Todd?
I saw those. It's almost like, you know, like,
no,
you got to learn how to play banjo to live in a place like that.
It looks a little whimsical or something, too, doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
I agree with you on that, Todd.
It's a little odd.
I agree with you on that. I agree. Because basically, it just looks like big wine barrels.
No, but we're going to put skylights in. They're going to look a little nicer than that. But we're not going to have. The beauty of living in this off the grid, you know, development is you're not going to feel like the Joneses. You're not going to be. We're all going to have golf carts. We're all going to have the same.
I thought we said ATVs.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I think we need ATVs up there. I mean, you got snow 9 months out of the year.
That's true.
I mean,
Jim will have
that.
his golf cart.
Yeah,
and he'll be
passengers.
The mayor's golf cart.
he'll be stuck in a snowdrift.
Yeah,
you know, just
exactly.
Sitting there.
I'm gonna get the six.
You know what's funny?
Seats.
You know what movie I was watching the other night? One of the all time great movies in Hollywood history, The Best Years of Our Life. Remember that?
No.
About the guys that all came home from World War II. And the one guy lost both his hands. He had hooks for hands, and he actually won an Oscar for it, for his performance. Only acting role of his life.
Edward Scissorhands?
Oh, my God.
And I saw that.
Nope. And then it was also, what's his name? I think it was Frederick March and Dana. Oh, Todd, can you look that up real quick?
Harvey.
What you need? Best Years of Our Life. 1947, I believe. It's a phenomenal movie. Just phenomenal. But anyway.
46, by the way.
46. Yep.
One year after the rising of the.
Yeah. Can I get to my point?
Okay, good. Okay. Quickly.
So here's the deal. So the guy is at this Air Force base, and it's a boneyard, okay, of, you know, all the old B-17s, B-25s.
So it's a junkyard. It's not a boneyard.
They call it a boneyard.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, that's what it's called. There's a big one in Arizona. They call it a boneyard, where they bring all the old planes they're not going to use anymore.
Huh.
Okay? So anyway, they were, like, taking them apart. And the guy's looking for a job. He says, hey, you need somebody. What are you doing? You know, it's a shame. These are all going to scrap. He says, no, we're using them to build a thing called prefab houses.
Well,
so they actually built all kinds of houses after World War II from old bombers. Right. So it's almost the same conception that we have here. And, you know, I did a story. I got a good friend here. And you know about this. Right up here by Bellin Hospital, there's an all-metal house.
Okay. Yeah, so we talked to that guy, I think.
Yeah, that's Knob's brother. Yeah, he's big time.
So,
and I was in there, and it's everything is metal in this house.
We could use for our, because the material cost then is like
it's Norb. You know Reverend Norb?
Yes,
Norb is a big time guy. He was a huge, one of the early punk rocker guys around town.
Right. What we could do is.
And has a phenomenal baseball card collection.
He did mention that.
Yeah, phenomenal.
In our development. And we want to keep the cost down, but those barrels are interesting. We could use train cars.
How are you gonna get the train cars there, Jim?
No, that's very easy.
How are you gonna transport a train car?
The same way they do now. We're just gonna put them on a flatbed, and then we can weld them together, and that's very popular. It happens in other cities. And
no. You're thinking of storage sheds, those storage units.
No. People live in train cars. Then they build homes, put glass in there, and. That's the
No, you're thinking
of
God.
Because okay, we're going to a break. All right, 2 minutes. I will come back and have.
That's what they're talking about doing in the shipyard district. It's those big storage containers.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're talking train cars. How in the world would you get a train car?
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Okay, you're right. It's the storage container that comes over that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The storage. There's developments in this country.
Yes, that I agree with. But they're not train cars.
Why not?
How are you going to transport a train car? Do you know what a train car weighs?
No. Okay. If you are stopped by a train.
Yeah. Which I was yesterday on my walk.
Okay. Did you count the cars?
There weren't many. There's only like six.
Okay. Those are the same cars I'm talking about that we would use for development.
How are we going to get up there, Jim? How are we going to get them up there?
Okay. And where are you going to buy them? Where are you going to buy them? Todd, get me out of this.
Where are you going to buy them?
Oh, they're free.
They're free. Okay. You find me one for free.
Okay. I will.
Okay. I will. I'm going
to break. I got 2 minutes to find one. All right, before you guys build anything.
Yeah, another thing. Before you guys build anything, you need to make sure you start the town of Nugani. Pronounce it right. She's got G-A-U-N-E-E. It's knee, as in like kneecap, Nugani.
I got a better idea for the name because it's gonna, the development we're going to buy is in Nugani. But
Nugani.
No, let's call it Nugummy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. What?
You do want to get into the weed business up
because
there, don't
you? That's what you
He's a capitalist all the way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I am.
Wow.
I think we talk about the private jet. Hey, did you see that they're cracking down on private jets, the IRS? Did you guys read that?
I did not.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'll never have to worry about.
You got to be careful. Okay. They are cracking down on private jets.
Okay. Hey, it's Mind with the Mariner Friday morning here in WGBW. Back right after this.
Yeah. Got me so I can't sleep at night. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Set me free. I always wanna be by your side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Hey, welcome back. Bino the Mayor here at WGBW 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Big day today, UW Green Bay. Boy, how about St. Norbert? You know what? I wonder if Gary's up. Did you hear about their game last night? Playoff game, tournament game.
Yeah.
You know, to advance, their season would be over if they lost. Triple overtime.
Oh, wow.
Triple overtime. St. Norbert got the win.
Oh, they won good.
Yeah.
All right.
Triple overtime.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
I've never done it. I did, I don't know how many basketball games in my lifetime. I've never done a triple overtime game.
Man, that's got to.
That's amazing. Yeah, so good for them. They move on to the next round and hope they make the NCAA tournament.
Is that here?
Their next game
yeah.
or the tournament. I don't know, to be honest with you.
All right.
G-Man, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah.
I would think after a game like that, he's sleeping in, to be honest.
I would think so. Triple overtime?
Yeah. Yes. UWGB men and women both have a huge things going on.
Yeah.
Out at the Crest Center. We're going to the game tonight.
We are.
Both teams have a chance to take first place in the conference, which would be huge.
That's going to be fun tonight because I like, you know, I know you like the Rush Center, but that Crest Center is so much smaller and there's good energy in there. That's going to be a good time tonight.
Yeah, especially if it's filled. That'll be awesome.
I think it will
be. And it should be. I mean, the students are around and everything, and hope everybody goes out there.
And it's a big game.
Huge game.
They're playing so well. Yep. I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Very much looking forward to that. So that's cool. This is a fun time of year. I actually love this time of year with high school tournaments. College basketball is winding down. I think this is a fun time of year. I love the March Madness aspect of everything. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
And your birthday.
And, well, these days, I don't think too much about that. You know, I just sit and wonder, how in the hell did I ever get here?
What happened?
Yes.
Got a note from Terry. He says, no, at Wisco Lutheran, Wisconsin Lutheran.
Oh, that's where the game is?
I think so.
Okay, that's the reason. Yeah, it's that. Okay, it's that on the road then.
Right.
Okay. Did he go to the game last night? Terry, did you go to the game? I know he's a huge St. Norbert and Gary Gresh fan, but good for Gary. Gary is one of, you know, I've dealt with so many athletes in my lifetime. Gary would be one of the top five of guys, just as far as good guys.
Yeah.
Forget the athletic part, just good guys. Mm-hmm. He'd be like my top five of good guys. Mm-hmm. So I just.
Says a lot from you.
For me, yeah.
I mean, really, 40 years in the business. Yeah.
And yeah.
There's a lot of good guys, but the bad ones are like really bad. You know what I mean? Like, that's, of course, that's life. I guess that's, everybody's like that. But anyway, yes, I would agree. That I don't know him well, but it's.
You'd love him. Great guy.
Yeah.
So anyway. But also, Mark Hewson's coming in today. We're talking. Mark wants to talk about knee cartilage injuries. They're very prevalent mm-hmm. this time of year with people. All of a sudden, winter's been whatever. Let's get out. Let's run around, do all kinds of things. And you know, it's amazing. We're talking with Cassie. Remember Cassie, who plays basketball for Green Bay?
Yes,
great player. She's phenomenal. And her sister, who looks exactly like her, I ran into her one day here in the workout room. We're working out next to each other.
Right. What did you do? You saw her in there and went in to say hi, but okay, I'll continue the story. I don't believe you were working out. Okay, all right, I'm sorry, I'm back. Go ahead, John.
So anyway, she was a really great high school basketball player too,
mm-hmm.
and she had like 7 knee surgeries or something. Just
really?
Yeah, there's so many.
That, at that age?
Yeah, I don't know why women, girls, their knees, they have so many bad. Ted Stefaniak, a good friend of mine who coached girls basketball forever and with the high school girls down in AAU and everything. You can't believe. And it's like, even like he said one time, it was before the game, they're in a layup drill and like a girl blew out her knee, just going, no touch, no nothing. And it's like, it's something that, Terry says, no, I had a coach at Kimberly, didn't go to the game. I'll be at the Crest tonight too. The Phoenix is rising.
Yeah.
Very cool. Excited about that.
Are we going?
So we're
going
to talk to Mark, but then Christy and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band coming in. Want to talk to Dennis about what he's doing with these young musicians, which I think is just phenomenal, giving some young musicians a chance to perform at the Epic. Fantastic. Wonderful guy.
Yeah. And we talked yesterday a little bit. I think Tarl can help a little bit with that, too.
Yeah, that was great having him in here.
Just, talking about even that breakfast or the cereal and
cartoons. The brunch with the kids and the cartoons.
Brunch, yeah.
What a great idea.
That's a nice, and it's only, I mean, it's a small theater, so they wouldn't be intimidated. You know, you play at the Epic or you play at the Meyer. You know, it's like, well, it's 1,000 people.
I think that's fantastic. What a great idea.
Yeah, so I think, and he seems really open to connecting with the community.
Yeah.
So I think if we could get some of these, don't call them garage bands anymore, but these youth bands.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have them play over at the Tarleton.
By the way, I mentioned it to him yesterday about when I was at the movie last week. Went and saw a movie that was, I thought it was going to be really good. It was Russell Crowe, and it's a war movie. I can't think of the name of it, to be honest with you. But it was, like, so over the top. It's like, you know, give me a movie like Platoon or Full Metal Jacket or Saving Private Ryan or The Longest Day. Mm-hmm. You know, give me a good war movie where it's, like, kind of realistic. This was almost like, you know, Marvel Comics over the top. You know what I mean? Where it's...
Like, what do you mean? Is there too much drama? Or...
No, too much whiz-bang.
Oh?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
What's the best war movie you've ever seen?
Saving Private Ryan was
that was great.
That was
pretty tough
movie.
To beat that one.
That's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
You know what I like?
Do you know what that did not get Picture of the Year? That did not win the Oscar for Picture of the Year.
Oh.
It's some really crappy movie that got Picture of the Year. Todd, what movie got Picture of the Year when Saving Private Ryan didn't win?
I'll check.
Thank you.
All right. And yeah, I'm not the movie guy. I went to a movie with my daughter and son.
Oh, but what I was getting at.
And it was terrible. I didn't want to win awards.
Okay. But anyway, what I was getting at is they're going to be showing classic movies on the big screen, like Casablanca. They're going to be showing. I've never seen Casablanca on
at
a big
Tarleton.
Screen. No, at Marcus Cinema.
Oh, really? They're
yes.
doing that?
So wouldn't that be great to go see like Casablanca?
Oh,
the
yeah.
first Harry Potter. Not that I'm into Harry Potter, but if people, you know, because so many kids nowadays, obviously, you know, they had the renting the things, and now it's, you know, Netflix. Or whatever. But to see, like, a Casablanca on the big screen would be awesome.
It is. And you just, they say, you know, that all this, the movie, Netflix, everything was going to put these big, there's nothing like a big screen.
Nothing like it, man. And now
and
where
the
you
seats
can
are
sit
awesome.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
You snored?
No.
Okay.
What? Brought stuff in.
Oh, no, you can't do that, man. That's how they make their money. Don't do that to them. Would you snuck in your snacks? Oh, my God.
Was it the last Emperor that year or not?
I don't know. I don't think so, because that was actually a pretty good movie, The Last Emperor. I can't think of what it was.
Mino the Critic. Okay, that's...
Was it Rain Man?
No, that was a good movie, too.
Rain Man was a great movie.
A great movie.
That was a great movie.
That was a great movie. You remember the girl that played Tom Cruise's girlfriend, that Italian girl?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I kissed her. Remember Rain Man? He said, what? You kissed her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wet. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
She was in, you know what show she, oh my gosh, one of the greatest TV series I've ever seen in my life that's been on over the last, is Morning Show. Have you seen Morning Show? It is so good. Todd, have you seen Morning Show?
I have, yeah.
Oh, isn't that a great show?
Like, what is it?
It kind of shows you the behind the scenes of like TV morning shows and stuff like that.
Oh.
But it really, it also translates to what we've done all our lives, which is radio. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that goes on.
And Steve Carell is one of the main guys. And he gets caught stupra with this young girl that works there. You know what I mean? And then what's her name? Who I love from Friends. She just won an award the other day for that.
Yep. Blonde, right?
What's her name?
She's kind of blonde. Brad Pitt and
Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Yeah. And then also, what's her name's in there? Who's really good? The girl.
Jeez. Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Oh, she's good.
Is this like the sex and drama behind the scenes, Matt Lauer, that kind of stuff?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
It's exactly the Matt Lauer type
whatever
thing.
Name was.
It's a great show.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yes, Reese Witherspoon. You got to watch. It's awesome.
Nah, I don't like that stuff.
Why?
Because it's all...
But it's true to life.
What is this?
It's Friday. I'm just in the mood, all right?
All right.
Okay, let's...
Hey, everybody, how we doing there? I'll tell you what, there's no better day to polka than a Sunday. And you know what? We got this new song. I just wrote this one. It's called Polka on Sundays. Hey, Margie, get on up there and cut up a rug with the old man.
We'll be right back.
Now everybody knows this song.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House is set to announce what it says will be tough new sanctions against Russia 2 years after the invasion of Ukraine and a week after the death of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Former President Trump's legal team filing a last-minute appeal with a Florida judge trying to get the classified documents case against him thrown out. For the first time in half a century, the U.S. is back on the moon.
The mission has not been without some complications. A problem with a laser navigation system necessitated an extra lap around the moon before the Intuitive Machines lander touched down. Finally, Mission Director Tim Crane confirmed,
"Our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting."
The first images from the surface should make it back to Earth later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Classes at the University of Georgia are canceled today after a nursing student was found dead on campus. She went missing after a morning jog. Her body was found near an athletic field. No one right now is in custody. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday was the last day at work for the Wisconsin legislature. A busy assembly floor session included a constitutional amendment that keeps houses of worship open during public health emergencies. Several other bills up for votes are part of the deal Republicans struck with Universities of Wisconsin officials, including money for new building projects. Those bills ultimately passed. The Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into direct consolidation loans by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings have the potential to change lives. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries or scattered snow showers this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the afternoon. It's going to be a lot colder today, too, with a high of 32. The wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny 35. 47 Sunday. We're back into the 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
The Todd Allball Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. What'd you say? It's going to be cold this weekend, though, right?
It is.
How cold?
But just 30s.
Yesterday was beyond belief nice.
But we're whining. It should be much cooler than that. So we got to appreciate what we got. But anyway, then next week, did you see there's a 60 on the calendar for next week, you guys,
really?
Wednesday?
Phenomenal. You know, I've been walking.
Yes.
What?
How are you walking?
I'm doing 5,000 steps.
Yeah, that's nothing.
All right. Hey, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella Windows and Doors installed, not having to make a payment for 5 years. Today is the deadline, February 23rd. Today is the day. Give them a call. Zero interest up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. Check it out. Visit PellaWI.com. Check them out today. There you go. What did you mean by that?
Are we going back to my comment I made?
Thank you, Todd.
Did you hear me go?
Yeah, I did. But then
5,000 steps is good.
Thank you.
I mean,
an artificial hip?
Do you do 5,000?
I got one
day,
hip,
Jim.
I don't.
I can tell you that.
I don't know. I don't wear all that tracking device and calorie counters and I just
how's
I wear,
that going for you?
I wear one watch. That's it. So
and when you do what? When you do what?
When I live, just the last 20 years
I've
had
the same
watch.
No, I mean when you work
watch.
Out, how do you okay.
Yeah, I don't do all that noise. Why are you asking me how it works? Why don't you ask John?
What I'm down 3 pounds.
I'm down 5.
You are not down 5.
Went to the doctor, right. He goes, you know. Like, I know you wanted to lose more than that, but that is like 16,000 calories that, you know, that taking that 5 pounds off.
I wonder if there's something wrong with doctor's scales because I had a doctor's appointment this week.
Thank you.
But it was lower than I thought it was.
Oh, really?
Be. Like, I said, okay. Is this thing working? Because
wow.
So either I've lost weight or.
No.
Five. Yeah, what do you weigh?
I don't. That's not the point.
Yes, it is.
It's 5 pounds.
Give the number.
No, I want to go back on
scale. I'm 213 today.
I'm 227.
Jim?
You're 227?
Yeah.
You're only 213?
Yeah. That's why I said what? Yeah.
Wow, that's good. 220.
220? All right.
But I'm going to be at 200 soon.
All right.
Soon.
And then I talked about...
My head the day you're 200.
Okay. Now, there's motivation.
It's on the radio. Yeah.
I've got that on tape.
But I win, though. I mean...
You win? What do you win?
No, I said by when. Like, you can't give me till infinity.
Well, you always keep moving the finish line. I mean, you've been doing that forever, Jim.
Okay.
We'll be passing the finish line very soon again.
You won't shave your head. I don't know.
You won't get to 220. You won't get to 200.
Oh, yeah, I will, John.
The odds of me shaving my head are better than the odds of you getting to 200 pounds.
You really? Well, St. Baldrick's Day is,
16th, I think.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
March.
By then.
You'll never.
Not by. I will weigh less than 200.
Oh, my God. Before. Todd, please write this down.
No, write it down. Go ahead. I'll go. Before the ping pong ball drop. Before our anniversary.
That's not even a date.
The 26th.
We don't have. It's not going to happen.
Okay. June 7th is
how about how about before the pasty feed?
No. How about.
No. Okay. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
My birthday, yours is the 17th of March.
Uh-huh.
I called you on that day, mm-hmm. And you thought I was calling to wish you a happy birthday. And I was like, oh, it's my birthday. Well, yeah, that's why I'm calling John. June 7th, I will be... John, I don't really
why
want
June
you to...
Why June 7th? What's June 7th?
It's my birthday. Okay. It's also Prince's birthday.
All right.
Oh,
that's right. You've mentioned it about 20 times.
Yeah, well, okay, we obviously don't listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want you to shave your head.
All right.
Because that, do you really, would you really?
No, would you really get down to 200 pounds?
Yes, but I don't want to do something that's going to inflict pain on you. I do kind of like you. So let's do something else. You come up with something else.
Here, there is no shamed in shaved heads, Jim.
Okay. I'm not shaving. I would never shave my head.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
You will never
not
get
even
down
for
to
charity,
pounds.
Like the new community shelter. Somebody said I'll give you
$10,000.
Nope. Well, if it went to the community shelter.
$10,000.
Oh, boy, I don't know. I haven't had a shaved head since. I was a little kid. Like, a little kid. Like,
did you get one? Did you get this too as soon as school was out?
Yeah.
You go to the barber and they had basically just the down to like nothing.
Yeah.
Because then you didn't have to get a haircut all summer, basically.
Right,
yeah,
right,
we did too.
Right. That's
all right.
No, I.
You know what else I mentioned to somebody one day and they were like, what? How old are you? I said, I never had a shower growing up.
What?
Only had a bathtub. Do you have showers in your house?
Of course.
Did you really?
Didn't everybody?
No.
I never heard this.
I never had a shower. Only a bathtub. I took all my showers after practices.
I don't think I ever...
Quick poll. For anybody over the age of 40.
No.
Did you grow up with a shower or a bathtub only?
It's going to be 80%.
I'm bathtub only. No, it's 80... wrong. I bet I win this.
You won't. It's going to be 80% we had a shower.
No,
everybody had a shower.
No, they didn't. Everybody had a bathtub. Nobody had a shower. Nobody.
Todd.
Todd, do you have a shower or a bathtub growing up?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Beth. Both. You had both?
Everybody had both. John, don't. Why do you talk about stuff that's kind of a little bit embarrassing?
How is that embarrassing?
But, you know, your dog. And
Beth, did you have a shower or a bathtub growing up?
Both.
You had both. Okay.
Right. Everybody had both. John, this is a poll that you're going to embarrass
Todd,
yourself.
Quick poll on this, okay? Did you have a shower or a bathtub growing up?
Oh, man.
I had a bathtub.
All right, shower or bathtub growing up. If you want to text in right now and vote this morning, do so. Download the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Choose WISS, WGBW.
You
got to
be over 40, though.
What's the question?
You're not over 40.
You're over 90.
Oh, you are?
Okay. I was going to disqualify you.
What's
the question?
I love your PBR hat.
Thank you.
I love your PBR hat.
Just wait. You got to get the question right. So you do this. You change the question 3 times in your poll. What is the question?
Did you have a shower growing up or just a bathtub? Shower or bathtub? That's the question.
But the answer is both.
No. If you had a shower, you had a shower.
Even if you had the bathtub, if you have a shower, that
you had a
qualifies
shower.
To shower.
Yeah. Well, there's some, you know... showers that don't have bathtubs.
Oh, okay.
The walk-ins, right. And it's for old people. You know, they just wheel them in.
Todd, he's always looking for those angles.
Please, well, Todd, no, please help me out.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
So right now, just to update you on that, 100% only tub.
Thank you.
Okay. That's because he just scored John.
Good. See.
Okay.
So we've got Beth. It's Beth Hi, Parker, Beth. Right, Beth?
That's correct. Yep.
I love your Pabst Blue Ribbon cap.
Thank you.
You know, I was at Hagemeister the other night. The guy sitting next to you, I told him, I said, he's drinking a long neck PBR. And I'm like, that brings back, I said about the blackjack, that brings back so many memories. Every day I had to go to the basement, make sure my dad had 2 cold Pabst sitting in the refrigerator when we came home from work.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds good right now.
I know, right? And it just looked good. Do you drink PBR?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Fantastic.
I was just wondering, I don't want to digress. I want to talk about you and this anniversary, but.
What anniversary?
We have beer here, and there's 3 missing, and I'm like, who drinks beer between 6 and 8 in the morning? Because that's when our show's on. But evidently, somebody does. And if you'd like one, there's 9 more.
Okay, so. I will confess.
Okay, John, let's move on.
No, it was when I was doing Pete Schwab's show. Pete and I had one.
Oh, you drank at night.
It was 10 o'clock at night.
All right, that's fine.
Yes.
I thought it was a morning.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, your kids. I can see why your kids move to like all over the world. I can just see it. I will not be shocked when Milton runs away. I just will not be shocked.
Never happened.
Hi.
So Beth is here. This is a very special day in the annals of American military. Today is the day. How many years would that be? 1940?
79 years.
79 years ago today, United States troops run Iwo Jima. And I said there's no better term, to be honest, it's a bloodbath, what they dealt with. And today was the day the flag went up. And it was not the end of the battle, not even close to the end of the battle. It went on for weeks afterwards. And in fact, several of the flag raisers were then killed in action shortly after.
3 of them.
And so your grandfather was there.
Yes.
But it was a unique story with your grandfather because he didn't sign up to go into Iwo Jima. He was a radio man with the Navy, correct? And they were so short of guys. So go ahead and please tell the story of your grandfather.
Sure. So my grandpa was actually listed as a Marine, and they moved him over into the Navy because they needed radio men. So he was on the USS Harry Lee, and that was a surgical ship. So what he would do is he would coordinate with the pilots to bring the wounded in off the island. And he was pretty badass on the day of the raising of the flag because he probably could have been a part of actually raising the flag, but he was too busy prying some lettering off of a Japanese plane that they had shot down.
For a souvenir.
So, yeah, he brought it home. It's on display at the VA hospital. So it's pretty epic.
Yeah. So. What was his job on Iwo Jima? I mean, I know you went as a radio man, but then what else did he end up doing? Didn't he have to pick up bodies and things like that?
No, he said, well, the things that I remember him saying that really stick out in my mind is he was saying how he felt so bad for the Marines the night before they actually were going to be coming to to Iwo Jima because he said that they all knew that they were going to be dead the next day.
Wow.
And then he said that when they pulled up that all the bodies were still floating in the water and nobody had collected them yet. So that was, you know, hard for them to see that.
How was he about it in his later years talking about it?
He didn't. I actually did not even know anything about it until probably the summer of 2013.
Okay.
And he never talked about it because, I mean, when the war ended and they went into San Diego after, you know, the celebrations in the streets and everything, they all were handed $5 or $500 each, and then they were put on a train back to the Midwest and told to never talk about it again.
Wow.
So he was, I don't know that I knew, he was transferred, huh? Right out of the Marines? I mean, the Marines are the ones
Well, they would also, the Marines would also take the Navy corpsmen and put them in the Marines as well. All the corpsmen for the Marines were actually Navy guys. And a lot of guys that I know, you know, join the Navy, think, this will be great. I'll be in a ship. And then it's like, oh, by the way, now you're with the Marines. Because the Navy owns the Marines, basically. The Marines are under the Navy.
But Marines, we've had, you know, with Johnny here, we've had a lot of military people on, and Marines are, they're all very proud, but the Marines really like the Marines. And that's why I thought maybe he would have some trepidation of being transferred, but he didn't talk about that. He was just
a good soldier. He was very, you know, willing to
do whatever it takes,
yeah,
right?
Whatever was necessary. So, and I mean, and that's pretty astonishing to me for someone who just, you know, was fresh graduating from high school and
right.
only 18 years old. So both him and his brother, like I said, they were listed as Marines, and his brother actually stayed with the Marines.
Well, so tell me again, I just want to hear what's in the VA clinic? And I've been there many times. Yeah, I'm not sure I saw that.
Yeah, I can actually, I have a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
But he has... there's a little display that's set up, and he...
The VA clinic here in Green Bay?
No, in Appleton.
Oh, in Appleton. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I didn't see it.
It's the Bradley Clinic, isn't it?
I'm not even sure what the name is.
John, go ahead. I'm going to read a little excerpt from one of my guys in Iwo Jima, okay?
Okay.
This guy's from Escanaba. We were hunkered down under a cliff when I heard a corpsman yell, "Hey, I need some help over here." He was about 50 feet away, so me and another guy from my crew sort of crawled over. The corpsman was trying to take care of two guys who had been hit. He told me to hold a bottle of plasma on one guy while he worked on the other. I looked at the wounded Marine and thought he looked sort of familiar, so I asked him his name. He said, "Bob, hey, I know you. You're a Vinette from Escanaba. We grew up a block apart from each other." He had been wounded in the shoulder. He said, "How bad am I hit?" I said, "Nah, you don't look too bad, just hitting the shoulder." He says, "Yeah, but I don't think I'll be able to play ball anymore." Isn't that something for somebody from his thing? Wow. And then one other one here. This is from Bob Young of Green Bay. "There was no easy way to take out pill boxes. You would lay down as much firepower as you could and hope one of our guys had enough time to get up there and throw in a hand grenade. That's all you could do. The chances are you might get hit, but it's the only way you would get it done and what needed to get done. We didn't have any flamethrowers or tanks when we started out. I remember one pill box that we tried going at for two straight days. We knew we had to kill the gunners in there, but they kept replacing them as quickly as we killed them. We'd gotten a hold of some charges. We'd send one guy up with a shaped charge to drop it down the air hole on top of the pillbox. Holy cripes." Which is, they always say, every guy, World War II, that was their favorite. "Holy cripes. That pillbox would just shudder. You hoped you got everybody, but you never knew them. They just had a knack for disappearing and then popping back up." And then Bob, also in that story, talked about, and this is something you and I kind of talked about. He said when they saw the flags go up, all the ships, you know, blasted their horns and everything. And he said guys were falling on their knees and praying and crying, okay? Not because they thought it was over, but they basically said they were praying to stop the killing. Right. Not just their own people, but even with the Japanese.
Right.
They were sick to their stomach over just so much killing that they were praying, just stop the killing. Wow. And didn't your grandfather kind of say that too?
Yeah, he actually said that. He said it was really hard. He said we didn't want to kill them, but we had to because they wouldn't surrender.
Yeah.
And it was just unfortunate because the Japanese leader at the time
we got to send it for a quick break. Okay. Hold that thought. This is a really important thought. We got Beth Parker here. Today is the 79th anniversary of the flag raising in Iwo Jima. Her grandfather was there. More on this as soon as we come back.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Once again, today is the 79th anniversary of the flag raising on Iwo Jima, one of the most iconic images in military history. Oh, yeah. And your grandfather was there, and he saw it happen. And again, 18... Oh, look at this. You know, that's the one thing I took back when I did my old trips over the Middle East. The one thing I took back is that we send really young people to war. Look at him right there.
Yeah. We're on radio, but we're looking at a picture of her grandfather. This guy on Iwo Jima, 16.
It looks like 19? He should be sitting in algebra class,
right.
In school.
Yes, exactly. When he started talking about all this, it took me a long time to process, and I had to try to understand, and I think that it really just made me realize how lucky we are. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I hope that my generations and the ones below me also appreciate and understand what these guys went through.
But think about this. I mean, in a bad way, but if he didn't make it, so many guys didn't make it.
Yes.
You wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Your kids wouldn't be. I don't know if you have kids, but yes, they would. You know what I mean? Yeah. Think about that with one one person,
right?
How that affects a family.
Right. And that's exactly... everything happens for a reason, and he was very lucky because, like I said, with him being listed as the Marine and they moved him over to the Navy, he wouldn't have made it with being the Marine.
Had he stayed in the Marine, yeah.
Right, so, yeah.
Wow. So, I know you said he didn't talk, and a lot of guys didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate with my books that when I did talk, a lot of these guys were at that point now of, okay, I've held it for 70 years.
Right.
I'll get it out one time type of thing. Did he ever do that?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
On this day, I just remember the day very clear. I just called him on the phone. It was some random summer day. And I'm hey, I'm going to stop over and just show you some pictures of the kids. And I stopped over there. And then he's I want to show you some pictures. And he starts bringing out all these pictures from...
And you had never seen them before?
Nope. And like I said, he never talked about it either. So I, was like a deer in headlights.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. And it was, I felt very grateful that he felt comfortable enough with talking to me about it. But I feel like he reached a certain point in his life where he was okay.
Exactly.
With handling and talking about it. Being at that age at only 18 and... having to go off and do that. And I said, you're so brave. And he's like, well, we had to do what we had to do. And, he said it really made men out of them. So.
Wow.
And to the point where he almost missed out on, he went from a kid, a boy to a man.
Right. You exactly.
He was never the same, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Right.
And they gave up, they risked their lives, but they gave up a period of life that is kind of fun. The cars, dating, all that, but they just went from, a high school boy to a comeback.
I mean, literally from high school to that.
Yes. Yep. So. Exactly.
Did he talk then more? So you went into this initial meeting and it was kind of uncomfortable, but he's the one who said, look, I've got some pictures I want to show you. And was there more
Yes.
That was a follow-up. Okay.
So there was a lot more, and I did a lot of interviewing with him after because I wanted to document everything and to keep everything very fresh so that, you know, I had just everything under, I just wanted to be able to have everything.
Documented?
Right, yeah. Exactly. And I think I had asked him, I'm like, how do you have all these pictures? And he said, well, he kept a little camera in the front pocket of his shirt.
These guys weren't supposed to carry cameras.
Exactly, and I asked him about that, and he said, yeah, they didn't really bother me at all.
And the reason they didn't want guys writing diaries or having cameras because they thought if they were killed or captured by the Japanese, there might be something intelligence-wise that the Japanese could use.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. I
mean, wow. But he
is this him in this picture here?
Yes.
Again, he looks 16.
Right.
Incredible.
So he kind of bent the rules, but he did.
He did a lot of bending of the rules. I mean, to take right. that, like I said, when they went through, when they went to Tokyo to sign peace treaty, you know, he went into a business and just grabbed that gun.
That's right. You tell me about that. That's where we went to break. Tell me the story about the Japanese rifle.
Right.
Because guys weren't supposed to send back things like that either.
And that was shocking to me too, because I couldn't, that was so mind blowing. And I'm like, how did you, this gun, it was a Japanese gun. And I said, how did you get that? Oh, well, it was just like a nonchalant thing that he just went in and grabbed it and he packaged it up and sent it in the mail home to his parents. And
that's unreal. That got through.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
And that's I'm right. Like, that well, it got through.
And
right.
it's got back the bayonet
then,
on it.
Right. And back then you could do that stuff. You could get away with, you know, mailing that stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess.
But they weren't supposed to.
Exactly. And I asked him about that too. I was like, weren't you worried that it was going to get confiscated? He's like, oh no, not at all.
Because I know some guys that would take stuff apart and send like one piece 1 week and then another piece, another, you know what I mean?
They'll never figure this out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So you're honoring your grandfather.
Right.
And today's a very special day. 79 right. years ago, he was there at this raising of the flag. What type of things are you doing? You're in the Appleton Museum, right?
Yes.
Or the Appleton VA clinic, I should say.
Yes. And he also is in some of the museums down in Florida. And there was also a lady who published a book, and she's there's a section of the book that is actually about his story and him being on the island that day.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I kids need to know this. And
right.
you're almost, you're not firsthand, but you are blood when it comes.
Right.
And to go and, you know, and they're interested. I mean, these kids, yeah. you'd be surprised when you go into, right, Johnny? You go into these high schools, colleges, you're like, really? This,
yeah. Right.
It's not, I mean, 80, 79 years ago, that's not that long ago, right? I mean, it's just, these people.
Well, those pictures you have of him in right. later, I mean, it just looks like your grandpa. Like, you know,
right.
I mean,
right.
this is,
yeah.
so that would be
this isn't Civil War.
Something, yeah, I don't know right. if you do that now, but that's a very rewarding.
Yes, it is. And I actually reached out to John because I was looking for any, you know, some sort of platform that I could just.
Right.
you know, honor him and have him recognized. And I, you know, reached out to several newspapers, and it was very frustrating because, you know, I wasn't getting any
response.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're just more interested in a lot of other things than they are in what's really important sometimes. So, but you need to take this on yourself and just call the principal, call the superintendent mm-hmm. and say, look, I'd like to go and give some talks.
Right.
And you're going to be rewarded by that. I mean, you're going to feel good and
right.
your grandpa's going to feel really good.
Yes.
Well, all the respect and admiration in the world for him and for you keeping that alive. I think that's so important what you're doing. Keep carrying that banner.
I will.
He deserves it.
Yes, definitely.
And all those people that never got off the right. island deserve
right.
it.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Beth, thank you so much for sharing
thank
this.
You.
This is really great.
Thank you for having me.
All the respect in the world for your grandfather.
Thank you.
And all the guys that fought yes. on Iwo Jima. All right. We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. The Marine that went to war.
Gather around me, people. There's a story I would tell.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Kern Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.